Welcome to Ellie Chat. Your home for exclusive news and commentary on the internet's only podcast about candlepin bowling. Brought to you by the lords of candlepin, Frank DeLuca and Rich Lamoni. Email the show at alleychat.frankface.net. Now broadcasting from the heart of the Bay State, the host of Alley Chat, Frank Face.
Welcome, everyone. This is Frank Face of Alley Chat. I'm with my co-host, Kyle Bruce, and we have a very exciting guest. This is the recent winner of the 2015 Easter Classic, Jeff Surrett. How you doing, Jeff?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming on. One day after your victory, how do you feel?
I'm very sore. Very sore.
I don't doubt it. Kyle, do you think we'll ever get to a point where we could throw 20 strings?
I can't even get to a point where I could probably get 20 for a string.
20 pins for a string.
Yeah, just for a score.
Come on, give yourself that much.
I would never sell myself short. I'm a tremendous slouch. Is this the fourth or the fifth time that you've won? Or have I underestimated your win totals?
This is the fifth year.
Oh, Jesus.
And that makes 5 out of 6, right?
Yes.
Wow. How do you do it, Jeff?
I don't know. I really enjoy bowling at Lita Lanes. It's just this tournament is such a different animal than most, obviously, bowling 20 strings. But, right. You know, it's just such a long day. I mean, I think it took about 12 hours just yesterday. And, you just got to have the right mindset to mentally stay with it all day.
You told me before that the pins were not, like, it was, they were falling tough yesterday. Were they falling differently than the Pro Series doubles event that was, I don't know, a couple months ago?
I wouldn't say as tough as that, but you definitely had to hit your shots. Very unforgiving off the head pin. And then if you were really full on the head pin, there was a lot of splits going on.
Mm. Yeah, I heard that quite a bit from a lot of people. it's crazy. Is this kind of event something where you have to, as far as your cardio, that you work on leading up to it? Or are you just so conditioned with the, you know, God knows how many thousands of strings you probably bowled in your life?
Yeah, there's just no way to prepare for it. Only bowling 3 strings a week on Friday nights in the Pro League. I did go meet Nick Norcross at Woburn the week before to throw just a few games of practice just to kind of find a rhythm. But that's really it. You just kind of have to go with it and stay hydrated on whatever you're drinking.
Well, I think that brings up a good point, because on Fridays you're about 28, right?
Yeah, roughly.
Yeah. And is this the least amount of bowling you've done maybe ever?
I have done 3 strings a week for, it's been quite some time.
Oh, wow.
Why is that? Is it because of work or kids, or you just don't want to bowl more?
A few years back, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, somewhere around there, I did bowl twice a week, and I honestly got sick of it. Bowling once a week, I look forward to it. I really enjoy it. And it's obviously having a family, you know, time is limited.
Well, that certainly makes sense. How do you keep your timing only bowling once a week for this long? I mean, I know that there's the occasional tournament like this, but I just feel like that's pretty remarkable.
Go through stretches. It's just kind of, you know, making an adjustment, trying to figure it out. I mean, for the most part, I've been doing this since I could walk, so I kind of know what I'm doing wrong when something does go wrong. It's just a matter of actually fixing it.
Right, and being able to make the adjustment after you figure out what it is. I think there's a lot to be said about it, actually. I think, Frank, this is a comment that I made during one of the matches during the Classic Candlepins taping session.
Okay.
On Saturday, about there's something to not only growing up in a house, but bowling in a tough house for a good part of your life, and on that ladder, because you know we talked about Fuller, obviously, with Lafayette, and
yes,
and then you with Candlewood, and I think there's got to be some mental, like a mindset that you have to hit your shots and you can't get away with, you know, missing the head pin, you know, 5 out of 10 a string, and that you need to earn it. Is that fair to say, do you think?
I agree. Growing up in Candlewood, it's you had to earn everything you got. And that, I mean, that helps out your game tremendously when you go into a different house that's even just a tiny bit quicker in pinfall. The scores, you know, add up tremendously.
Did you give the tape that I put on YouTube of your dad and your uncle to Norcross? Is that how he got it, or was that just something he had on his own?
Yeah, no, I had a bunch of tapes. I gave Nick everything I had.
Okay.
So he could transfer whatever he wanted.
Your dad had some gorgeous hair back in the day.
Yeah, that was wonderful, wasn't it?
1981, I think it was.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Maybe that's why he bowled so well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
Jeff, where did your dad grow up bowling?
Candlewood Lanes.
It was also Candlewood, okay.
Yep.
So, like, father, like, son, yep.
He bowled there pretty much his whole life. He would work every Saturday morning when I was growing up as just a side job, and I would go bowl all day long while right. he worked, and that just, I can't even tell you how many years that went on for until I got old enough where I needed to get a job, but he would have to drag me off the lanes when it was time to go home.
Do you think he gets enough credit for how good he was?
It's hard to say, I guess. I mean, obviously, I'm going to be a little biased being my father.
That's okay.
I think your dad was tough. I think your dad was very tough. And I've said for a while that I feel like in the game of candlepin bowling, we don't have the benefit of having, you know, hockeyreference.com or, you know, all these websites where there's been meticulous stat keeping. You know, you occasionally come across somebody that has, you know, papers of stuff from like Friday nights or the Pro Tour, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you yep. have 200 guys signing up as opposed to now. And your uncle, too.
Yeah,
very tough. You know, I mean, I don't know all the accolades off the top of my head. I just, you know, I think your dad was in the best match that was on 5 that I remember.
Jacqueline match.
Yeah,
that was pretty solid match right there.
I remember the crowd wasn't into it at all. Actually, very quiet.
Yeah, definitely.
Were you leading the Arsenio Hall whooping chant there?
No, I would not do that. No.
I'm pretty sure that you had something to do with it. I may be reluctant to talk about it on Alley Chat, but Frank, I'm hogging this show.
No, it's quite okay because you provide the best content out of the three of us. So
I would not say that.
I would certainly say that.
I'll agree.
Thanks, Jeff.
No, you guys are just being incredibly modest, and you shouldn't. Shouldn't say that at all. Well, like you said, you've been bowling all your life. You turned, was it 17 when you started or when you went pro, or how, when did that happen?
Yeah, I would say about that. Back in the day, I was actually subbing on Team Candlewood on Friday night. I don't know if I was 16 or 17 at the time, but I was definitely still in high school. And then first year out of high school, turning 18, I bowled full time with the Metro team, which was Mike Morgan, Tom Morgan, and Bobby Betancourt, and I believe Rich Clark. I'm sorry, Joe T.
Yeah,
wow.
And bowled with them for a couple of years, and so I would say about 18.
Yeah, I remember my uncle used to take me to some of the Friday night matches way back, and I watched when they were at PO with Tom Senemy, and then when they moved to Metro Bowl, and then they had Sarge come in, and you can imagine, you know, I think they initially had set one of the Friday night records. I think everyone went over 400 except Joe T. He threw like 370, but it was 2000 something. I can't remember. I don't know. It was back when Frank didn't have his beard.
Many years ago. Yes. Jeff, how would you say your lucky team ranks in terms of teams you've been on in the past? I mean, is this the best it gets, or you know, I know you're not going to say anything bad about these guys, and I wouldn't expect you to.
You would about Boudreau, though.
Well,
yeah, of course. Yeah, he expects that, though.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
No, this team is it's pretty special. It's a pretty solid team. We all click and gel off each other, which really goes a long way. You know, you can be on, you know, pick out the best five guys that you can throw out there, and if you don't gel, it's just a different thing.
You just fall apart.
This lucky team has no egos. You just get out there, bowl, pick each other up, and it just goes a long way.
Agreed. And speaking of your teammates, I mean, Dave Barber, who we had on the show a couple of weeks ago, is having a tremendous year.
Oh, my God. The past 2 months, he's been unstoppable.
Sure.
He was my pick going into Easter.
Wow.
But he let me down.
Does he owe you money because he let you down? Is that how that works?
He should owe me money anyways, but...
Well, yeah, that's true. horrible suggestion on my part. Your Worlds team isn't very good. What's up with that?
Yeah, we picked up...
You guys are struggling.
Two guys that, you know, they're okay, as in Godwin and Boudreau.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll just have to make do with what we have.
Yeah. I think you guys should just stay home. I mean, it's not even worth it.
Yeah, why spend money? Don't make the trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, I think your passport should be revoked anyway, but, yeah, I don't know. Did you go up for the Dave Stewart tournament?
No, I did not.
I'm just curious how... well, Irby had footage, didn't he, Frank?
Yeah, I think he had some footage. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, though.
Irby has...
I have not either.
Well, Irby has footage of everything,
yes.
Pretty much.
Yes,
I think. If there's Candlepin on Mars, Irby will be there with his tripod and such.
Speaking of footage, Kyle, Jeff, thanks for live texting with me and Freshy when we were doing the New England Knockout final match.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
That was a lot of fun. would you like to see, you know, more things like that within the sport of candlepin bowling? Do you think that adds value to the game?
I thought that was great. I mean, being home with two kids, you know, not being able to get there, I got to watch the whole match.
That's great. And what a match it was. Two of your teammates.
Yeah, that was definitely hard fought. The pins did not look like they were wanted to fall down too easily. It looked like, I mean, Dave obviously bowled really well, but got a few more breaks than Slinky did and took advantage of it.
That's basically what it came down to, I think.
That's pretty much what candlepin is. You don't get any breaks, you ain't going to, you know, throw too many big numbers.
Did you and Barber split because he won the tournament?
Oh, did I even bowl this tournament? I told Dave I didn't bowl, so yeah.
I think we lost you there for a second, Jeff.
No, it's all right. There was a little Wi-Fi situation going on, I think.
Okay.
How about now? You good?
Perfect. Yes. Yeah, perfect.
Your trash talking got broke up. So
yeah, that's a shame, because if I did it again, it just kind of would be lame.
Oh, it's all right.
But, but me and Dave had an awesome match. One of the closest matches I've been involved in. It's only single digits after 45 boxes. And he happened to come out on top.
And that was up at Riverwalk, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was funny. We actually drove together, and then I couldn't find somebody else to drive me home after he beat me. So I had to listen to that on the ride home.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Hey, at least he took you home.
Oh, it's true. I mean, you know, he was pretty happy. I was happy that he bowled well. You know, we're friends no matter what. It's just bowling, so it was a good match.
Well, you know, at least he didn't have you walk, because there is some disappointment sometimes. I'm surprised you didn't have Boudreaux walk, given that he's let you guys down, only averaging 127.
Oh, you know what? He's going to listen to this. He should start walking or get his license. Either one. That's right.
I agree with the latter suggestion there. I've driven him home, you know, quite a few times. But no, we love Jonathan. That we're just busting your balls.
Of course, he's good. He takes a lot of abuse from me and Dave on Friday night.
Yeah, I've noticed that. You guys seem to.
He's a good sport, but he's finally giving it back. So that's good.
Well, see, now he's getting smart.
Oh, don't go that far.
Yeah, we got to keep him humble.
Yes,
that's what it is. What does the game need more of in order to regain the past glory in your eyes?
Oh, that's a tough question.
I'm full of them.
Well, I mean, obviously with, you know, Channel 5 going off the air, that just was such a big hit. And then, obviously, Stars and Strikes going off the air. It just really needs a big sponsor to help pay for some publicity, really.
I would certainly agree with that. I mean, I think there are people like... you know, like Freshy running this knockout thing and mm-hmm. what we're trying to do at Riverwalk and Chester Copperpot and those guys in Franco. I can't not wait for him to hear how many times I called him Chester Copperpot.
On the air. On the air.
Yeah. He, I'm not giving away any results, but I think he threw four doubles. And
wow.
I probably called, nearly had a couple of triples. I'm pretty sure... Yes.
I think, you know, I'd have to agree with you, Kyle. What we have coming up in the next Classic Candle Pins Ladder, that is probably the best match between all the matches you've had or have taped so far. Dave Jessico really kind of put on a show and gave us something we've never seen before on the show.
Yeah, something we didn't even really consider until...
Until it happened.
Yes.
So, Jeff, would you ever are you considering doing a roll off or getting back on TV somehow?
I was going to do the last one until I found out the taping was the day before Easter.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, if I did happen to make it, I really don't like to bowl back to back days.
Sure.
Just because obviously with 20 strings ahead, depending on, you know, if you make the fifth seed and keep going.
Right, of course.
Who knows how many games that's going to be. So yeah, hopefully in the near future I'll get up there and try out.
Great news. And Kyle, we have one coming up early May, don't we? A taping?
May 9. And there should be roll-off information hopefully later this week about it. If not this week, then next week. So we can have at least four or five shifts going into this taping. Then after that, we're probably going to bring you in, Jeff, to do the play-by-play because Frank gets nervous and doesn't want to do it.
I'm not sure I would be much better at that.
I think you'd, I don't know. I'm sorry. I should have insulted you, Frank.
Yeah, I'm not insulted. It's true. It's true.
Oh,
I nearly wet myself last taping.
I'm with you, Frank, man. The camera comes near me and I just want to hide.
No, well, don't say that. You have a lot of memorable moments with John Holt, who actually gave you his autograph, I believe, one of the times you won the... it wasn't... they had the 30,000 the 30,000 bucks. That was actually 15 grand, right, to the winner on the Comcast show?
Yeah, I think that was the first year.
I think Rico may have won it, too. I can't remember. They saw you coming along, and they slashed the budget. What the hell's up with that?
Yeah, it was kind of disappointing, right?
Did you sue Comcast?
I did not.
He challenged him to a bowling match.
Hey, it was my fault for not making the show back then, you know? Can only blame myself.
Well, that's ridiculous. I don't know. That's what I would have done. I would have filed some kind of grievance.
So let's talk, get a few more questions in about Easter. Jeff, what does this tournament mean for the game? What does it mean to you? Is it, it's, you know, this attracts bowlers all the way from Canada. And people,
I mean, to me, it's the best tournament of best singles tournament of the year. You know, it's something you look forward to. Just so unique. You don't have anything else like it. I mean, it's just such a grind all day. The staff at Lita Lanes does a phenomenal job from chasing pins, keeping score. The bartenders, everyone is just awesome all day long.
And how many guys were there? Were there 52?
52 guys, yep. Yeah. It'd be nice to see some more. Obviously, being on Easter, some people have other arrangements and can't make it. But sure. It would be nice to see the numbers get back up to where they used to be. You know, over 70, 80 guys, which hasn't happened in a few years.
How many years have they done this tournament? Approximately.
This was the 27th.
Okay. Like you mentioned, it being on Easter, I've always found that interesting. I'm not quite sure why they chose to do it that way. I don't know if it's a family thing with the Seminoles or a traditional thing. But that always, even if I ever could throw 20 strings, would prevent me from going. It's just family obligations and so forth.
Yeah. I honestly don't know how it got started. I don't know.
I don't expect you to know. you've won it so many times that you pretty much wrote the book on this tournament.
It's a special tournament. I really look forward to it. It's pretty cool being the only guy to have won five of them. Names of Sarge has four, Holbrook and Carrington. They have three wins, so it's pretty special.
So now you're the only one. You've surpassed all of those guys who have won multiple times. That's fantastic.
What did you think when Winchell made his run?
Oh, my God. I want to say it was maybe the 15th through 18th game. He went 6-11 for four.
Yeah.
Wow.
260 games and then 240 games. And he actually took the lead after
19.
After 18. He was up, I believe, six pins or so. And then, it didn't look like he was going to stop either. I believe it was the 18th game. His back half, he had ran four opens and then threw a double in the 10th to get up to 40. And, it was a little nerve-wracking there.
I can imagine. It would have been something to see. I mean, I can't even, never mind bowling 20 strings. I can't watch 20 strings because that's a long day for everyone. But he's had a great year, obviously, as of you. And that's a testament to both you guys bringing it, 10 o'clock at night or 11 o'clock at night. Because I think, like you said before, it's a lot of mental just to keep the body going physically, right?
Yeah, definitely. There's three guys on a lane during the whole tournament. So, you throw your five boxes, you have a string off, 10 boxes. Just try and walk around. You don't have to keep score. It's fully automatic at Lita. So that definitely helps out, not having to sit at the score table. You can walk around, try and stay loose. So that plays a good part in it.
Jeff, I know you typically wear a support band or support brace around your wrist. Did you have any trouble yesterday?
This is the first year that I've done this tournament that I did not get tingles in my arm towards the end of the day. Usually it hits me about 15 or 16 strings in. As soon as you let go of the ball, you get tingles that rush up your arm. Most people experience that. But this was actually the first year that did not happen.
That's great. Even prior to your injury or strain?
It would happen every year. The brace I wear definitely has helped out, just keeping everything kind of wrapped up and tight. So I've been wearing that for a couple of years now. And if I don't wear it, my arm hurts. The next couple of days, it's just really achy, so may look dumb, but it keeps my arm feeling good.
Hey, whatever it takes.
It doesn't matter. Exactly. it doesn't matter if you look dumb because you're the guy that has more money than we do.
I guess if you look at it that way.
It's true. All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to be on our show. The 2015, the five-time winner, the Easter Classic, Jeff Surrett.
The only five-time winner.
Right. You're the Ric Flair of Canopin Bowling. How do you feel about that?
I feel like I should let out a big woo right now.
I think you should, yes.
Well, I haven't been drinking today, so that's probably not going to happen.
It's all right. We'll talk during the playoffs. We'll see. I'm sure you'll be drinking then.
No, I don't do that.
No,
never.
No. Well, maybe I have.
Yes.
Maybe
I
Well, Woburn has their liquor license now, so it's permissible.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you got to stay hydrated, you know.
Indeed, yes.
That's the way to do it. That's why Kegler's Den does so well on days like yesterday. So,
yeah, they did okay yesterday.
I'm sure they did. Yes. Good Lord. Do they still have the shag carpet on the walls there?
I honestly have no idea. Oh. I was in there like all day too. I couldn't tell you.
Well, it goes to show how focused you were about staying hydrated, you know.
Yeah. It keeps you loose and, I don't know, makes you concentrate a little bit more.
Yeah, that's why you weren't tingling. Because
I can't tell people too many secrets.
Right, well.
You can ask Baker those secrets.
Oh, I will. Well, that'll be Frank's. It's his show. I just, you know.
Oh, no.
Coordinating.
You think Baker, Jeff, you think Baker would come on here?
You don't want to talk to him. No.
Okay.
No, you don't want to talk to
him. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, nobody will listen to that.
Well, okay then. Very good. Well, Jeff, any other comments you want to make or shout outs? Anything?
No, nothing. Thanks for having me on. You guys are doing a great job.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me on.
Of course, anytime, Jeff. We'd love to have you in the studio sometime for an interview where you could maybe make fun of Rich or something.
I would love to do that.
Well, folks, that's Jeff Surrett, the recent winner of the 2015 Easter Classic. This is his fifth title, the only man to do so. Jeff, we thank you for coming on to the show. We had a great time. We'd hope to have you again sometime. And good luck with the rest of the year with the Friday Pro League and good luck in the playoffs with the Pro Series.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Friday Pro League Rundown.
Hey, everyone. This is Frank Face with your Friday Pro League Rundown. In Week 30, Norwood 2, Riverwalk 6, Academy 2, 8, Academy 1, 0, Lucky Strike 2, Central Park 6, Woburn 1, 0, Malden 1, 8, Metro 2, 6, Woburn 2, 2, Malden 2, 0, 20th Century 8, Metro 1, 2, Academy 3, 6, and Ron's Ice Cream had the bye. This week's 400 series include Jeff Walsh at 405, Joe Smith at 405, and Chris Sargent with a 448, who also had the week's high single at 174. Your standings are Lucky Strike in first place at 194, Academy 2, 182, Central Park, 179, Academy 3, 167, in fifth place, 20th Century at 152, Ron's Ice Cream at 137, Malden 1 and Academy 1 are tied for seventh place at 131, Metro 2, 130, Riverwalk, 120, Metro 1, 105, 12th place Norwood at 95 points. Woburn 2 is at 87, Malden 2 is at 54, and in 15th place, Woburn 1 is at 46. Week 31 matchups include Academy 3 at Lucky Strike, Central Park at Metro 1, Academy 1 at Malden 2, Riverwalk at Ron's Ice Cream, 20th Century at Norwood, Metro 2 at Woburn 1, Academy 2 at Woburn 2, and Malden 1 has the bye. This is Frank Face, and that's the Friday Pro League.
Alley Chat.
Hey everyone out there in Canopin Land, this is Frank Face, your host of Alley Chat. Before we let you go, I wanted to take another quick minute to talk about the FA Project fundraiser that's coming up on Saturday, April 18th at 7 p.m. in North Reading, Mass. This event's taking place at Candlewood Lanes, again in North Reading. The event benefits those who suffer from Friedrich's ataxia and is free to all pro bowlers. This is your chance to bowl with the pros. You can check out the FA Project's website at www.thefaproject.org. There you can purchase tickets for the event at $25 apiece. This includes a fun-filled evening of unlimited bowling, delicious food catered by the world-famous Kelly's Roast Beef, great raffles, t-shirts, a photo booth, and even a DJ. Cash Bar offers soft drinks and seasonal special offerings from your local Wormtown and Sam Adams breweries. Our guy, Rich Lamoni, and his lovely wife are heavily involved in running this event, and they do everything from A to Z to make it happen. Join the fun and bring friends. Tickets can be purchased online until April 14th at www.thefaproject.org. It's a 21-plus event for the entire crew at Alley Chat. This is your host, Frank Face, and thanks for listening.